John the Baptist, as I said, first recognized Jesus within his mother's womb. He recognized him from a place of silence and stillness and darkness within his mother's womb. And he recognized in saluting the Lord in his mother's womb that in some way he was to have a place in the life and mission of Jesus. And when the time is right, he goes into the desert where he faces aloneness, boredom, vulnerability, and his own self. And it is in this place that he prepares himself to be ready for when the moment comes, for when the moment comes. He obviously risks losing his life in this place where he rejects security and is totally exposed. He surrenders. And when he returns with a message, with inner strength, with a sureness of heart that reveals a totally transformed man. John the Baptist is the prophet who walks away, the man who rejects the system, eats the food of the desert, and clothes himself with the skin of wild animals. And in this place he finds a new security. And out of his transformed self, he speaks, he acts, and he accepts the consequences. First of all, he surrenders. And then he listens long and carefully and self-forgetfully. Then, and only then, does he speak and act and accept the consequences. He begins his ministry by the riverside, outside the temple where his father served. And here he creates a simple ritual of washing in the water of the river with a simple message. Repent. Turn around. Change the direction in which you are looking for life, for fulfillment and for happiness. And this simple ritual has become for us the very symbol of our own transformation. And Jesus endorses it. He even enters into it himself. And Jesus talks very often about turning around, changing your mind, changing the direction in which you're looking for happiness. We ask ourselves, what are we supposed to turn around from? What if we are already facing in the good Christian direction? I ask myself, what am I supposed to turn around from? I'm baptized, I'm confirmed, I share in the Eucharist, I do my bit for other people. Are you telling me that that isn't enough? Jesus went into the desert also. And he surrendered to God. And it was his surrender that prepared him to be ready when the moment came. You might truly say that this is the whole point of prayer. The point of coming to church. The point of receiving the sacraments. To be ready when the moment comes. Someone said to me during the week, I know that I have gone through years of religious education and church services and yet have never surrendered in trust to God. I have been trying to steer and control the ship myself. John the Baptist learned to surrender in the stillness and the silence and the emptiness of the desert. Here it was that he learned to trust beyond himself. Here he came face to face with the God who is good, the God who is more for us than we are for ourselves. In fact, God is the only one we can surrender to without losing ourselves. But we have to try to know it. Surrender is something that is done to us rather than by us. And it is in the ordinary day-to-day events, the hardships, the struggles, the failures, that we come to surrender. But are we ready when the moment comes? We are not the ones who determine the timing, the circumstances, or the shape of our transformation. All we can do is to prepare ourselves for when the moment comes. None of us can engineer our own transformation, or it would not be transformation at all, merely a kind of cosmetic surgery to make us think well of ourselves. Jesus did say very clearly that we had to lose ourselves to find ourselves. And this John the Baptist did. In the emptiness of the desert, he found himself in the place where he could so easily lose himself. Here, in the silence, the emptiness, he discovered his true identity, his ministry, and his place in the life and mission of Jesus. And it is here, in the silence of our own hearts, that we will discover ourselves and discover that we too have a place in the life and mission of Jesus.